This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As we touched on earlier this hour, their last nine games, they're giving up 27.2 points per game. How many seasons do you think the Steelers have had in their entire history where they've given up that many points per game? I won't make you wait. Never. For half a season, they have played like the worst Steelers defense of all time. Now, Cam Hayward is the leader of that. Cam Hayward's been thinking about stuff other than football. And so we have Malzy now. Malz?
How are you?
Hi there.
Yes.
Why do you sound?
Hi.
You okay?
I'm good.
Good.
What did I set? Did I sound morose?
No, the first one was
brand
like,
spanking new Verizon store.
It was
no.
Like the Ron
no.
Cook. How are you? How
was
are you?
Was it like an Arnold Schwarzenegger? Hello. How are you? Yeah. No, I'm good, man.
Okay,
no, they
good.
Got all the black and gold balloons here, man. It's decked out. This Verizon store. I'm right up the road.
Okay.
I'm mere miles away from you, Pony. But it feels like we're in the same room.
I think he sounds like he's in a like very high-tech studio, Donnie. I feel like the acoustics there are
it
excellent.
It does sound very good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this place is crisp right now. That's what I would say. It's very crisp, and there is a lot of good stuff here. There's a $1,000 e-certificate, a chance to win. There's a lot of good things going on that I am going to detail more throughout the back half of this show.
All right. Let's get to Hayward's comments on the incentive deal. He's getting ripped for it because it's not a lot of money, and he did a lot of complaining about his situation for not a lot of return here. Ultimately, agent getting slaughtered. Here he is probably for the last time on why he decided to take this incentive deal and how it makes him feel, starting with a question from our own Jeff Hathorn.
I'm only realizing how more I'm relieved just because I'm sleeping a lot better. But, you know, I think glad to put that behind us. Glad I can just focus on football, go out there and earn it. It's a business. You know, everybody's entitled to their opinion. Things might get out there that aren't true or, you know, not what I'm looking for. It is what it is. I can only let my play speak for it. Going forward, that's all I'm going to do.
Is the result of it what you were looking for, Cam? Process worth it for you in the end?
You know, I think it has to be a compromise on both sides. You know, I understand they don't normally do it, and all I'm asking for is the opportunity to go out and earn it. You know, that's just what I want to go do.
You said stuff about the incentives in that package,
yeah.
Including winning a playoff game. How much more motivating is that? I know you're a motivated person in general, but how much more motivating is something like that for you?
It doesn't motivate me anymore. The goal is not to just win a playoff game, it's to win a Super Bowl. It's just more icing on the cake, the way I look at it.
And yet there's no Super Bowl or making a Super Bowl incentives in there at all. His agent, I think, was smart. He knows that that's not the ceiling. I'm actually going to give him credit for this. He knows that the team, you don't want to tie incentives to AFC championship games and Super Bowls, Chris, because it's been forever since they've gotten there. You want to make them gettable. You know, if you really wanted to play hardball with Hayward there, you could have said, well, then why didn't you put Super Bowl or championship game incentives in your contract then, big boy?
I was going to say, there's an understanding or a realization there of exactly what you are and are not capable of. I still remain struck by, like, just the, I don't know about you, Andrew, like, even hearing him talk about it, I just keep going back to all that for this. it's just such a drop in the bucket, and it feels like something that he's going to look back on almost, unless this season ends with them like getting to the AFC title game and he looks like he's a defensive player of the year candidate, stuff like that. It's going to be something I feel like he looks back on with some major regret.
I think he's either going to need to have a season where it's just unequivocal. He continues to shock everybody by how great he is in his late 30s. So follow up. I can't even say follow up last year, because last year ended so bad for them defensively that to just duplicate that, to cut and paste that into 2025 is not going to get the bad taste out of everybody's mouth. So he needs to have a similar statistical season, and the team needs to do better than getting its ass walloped in the last game. And if they do that, then maybe then, and probably then, he'll win a lot of disgusted or disgruntled fans back over. But short of that, I think the stain there is going to remain. And I don't think it'll be there forever, but I do think that for a couple of years, he's not going to be the adored, beloved Cam Hayward that he's been for the last half decade or so.
Also, regardless of what like party leaked it, because you know I'm still like randomly suspicious of how that part of it went down and how blindsided he seemed. Independent of all that, once it was out there, I just think for a guy who's extremely media savvy, just forget about what he does or doesn't do on the field and in terms of how it might have alienated fans. Just some of the ways he expressed how this, you know, why he was doing this, how it made him feel or whatever. There's just stuff if you're an athlete who has made $145 million that you can't say. Even if, like, the principle is something you want to adhere to, I got to get every dime I'm worth. Bringing, like, your family into it, things like that. Like, oh, you know, I've got to provide. People just don't want to hear that. Almost regardless of how you play. Like, just try to find a way to say your case there without actually saying what he actually said.
He did admit that he's sleeping a lot better and that made him realize that this was taking a toll on him, which is also...
For $1.6 million in incentives? Well, that's got him sleeping better?
Well, you heard him there, too. Like, he thinks, I mean, I guess power of positive thinking and looking at things glass half full, it sounds like he thinks getting them to give a non-quarterback incentives in a deal is a victory. He called it a compromise. They did something that they didn't want to do. They gave me incentives. They've never done that before.
Pony, I know that you are a student of vocabulary and words, so you're not going to be surprised by the term I use here. It feels on his part like a Pyrrhic victory.
Donnie, do you know what that means?
Yeah, I actually did a whole segment on it the other night.
A Pyrrhic victory is the best Pyrrhic victory in Steelers history.
yeah, that was our power ranking Monday night.
Well, you actually could do something like that if you wanted to get completely insane, because all you'd have to do is pick a game that they won where, like, Roethlisberger got hurt and was lost for the next week's game that they needed to win or something like that. Because
well, the
that's
great Pyrrhic victory is the 2017 game against Cincinnati where they beat the Bengals, but Shazier was lost.
100%. How about the playoff game in the 2016 season where Bell, we find out, basically carries them to a win but gets hurt.
Yep.
And is essentially lost for the AFC title game. Bottom line is Pyrrhic victory, Don, and anybody else who's mad at me for using that term. You might win the battle, but you suffer a loss. In this case, the hit to his PR and his reputation that's significant enough that it kind of lost the war as a result here.
See, but the football point about him saying I'm sleeping better now, to me, it was a tacit admission that that's why he didn't play as well against the Jets.
On that front, I really hope that that's the case, because if he just played poorly because he just played poorly, and then you start to wonder, Pony, is this guy just 36 and he's finally going to look his age at his position? I hope that he's tacitly admitting that wore on him and you didn't get anywhere close to the best version of Cam Hayes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hayward.
Donnie's biggest football topic of the day coming up in the Donnie Football Debrief. I'm at beautiful Studio B, Bowser Chevy. Malzy is at the Verizon store on William Penn Highway, where they
Miracle
have all
Mile
kinds.
Shopping Center, Pony. Miracle Mile, baby. We're right up the road. It's brand new and a lot of good stuff here today. Sorry, I just jumped in right there because there's so much good stuff happening. And the manager here is a big fan of the show. He is a
Hello,
regular
manager
PMT
of the store.
Listener. Well, he's not like here next to me right now, but he introduced himself and was just a huge fan of the show. He's got an hour commute. The man lives out in Indiana, PA, and he's commuting an hour, and he's listening to us all the time.
Does IUP still get all those like FBS castoffs who go there?
Yeah,
and dominate?
No, you've got your you've got like your IUPs, your CalUs, you know, your Harvard on the Mon. Slippery Rock will occasionally get those. I think CalU was like the ultimate home. For you kind of ran afoul of your
Wayward
FBS
players.
Program.
Okay.
Yeah, like, and you drop all the way down past FCS and just go right to Division II and start, you know, cracking heads down there.
Gotcha. All right, Steve Palazzolo, one of our favorites, 33rd team. Before that, he was a longtime analyst for Pro Football Focus. And Pro Football Focus, as it often does, runs afoul of Steelers fans a few times a year. And Steve, your former cohorts did on Sunday with their evaluation of Aaron Rodgers' play. They had him as the 26th rated quarterback, a grade in the 50s. They thought Cam Ward and Bryce Young were better than Aaron Rodgers on Sunday. What's your take?
It's no longer grades.
Well, yes, we know that. That's why I said 33rd team and not Pro Football Focus.
I know. Fine. I'll try my hand at this. I think we had some DMs, right, Pony, talking about it?
Yes.
I think you look at the four touchdowns and the no interceptions with Rodgers, and clearly, and as a Steelers fan, like, you shouldn't even care that much about the individual grade. Like, be happy you won. But you see the four touchdowns and no interceptions, you're feeling good. But PFF's going in and saying, okay, what's the quarterback's contribution to these plays? There's a tap pass. There's a wide-open Jaylen Warren touchdown. So that's two. And just for argument's sake, you take away those two touchdowns and he only has two left, we'll say. You don't have the same emotional response, you know, if those were just actual handoffs or whatever it is and they're running touchdowns, right? You don't have the same emotional response to Aaron Rodgers' game. Then you add in the fact that he had that panic throw under pressure thrown right to the defense. That was awful. That was really bad. That was as bad. That was actually worse than the actual one of the actual interceptions that Bryce Young threw. And the other one, he threw another one right to the defense. And then if you add in even the other touchdowns, they were well schemed up. Nice plays. Ben Skoranek over the middle, Calvin Austin behind the defense. They were wide open. I think they were more coverage plus than anything, but they're, you know, they're fine. And so the, again, if you just handed Rodgers two interceptions on those two drops, take away two touchdowns that were just easy and, you know, any QB in the NFL can make. He's got two touchdowns. He has two picks. It's just a different conversation. He didn't play any differently. It's just a different conversation. You're not as upset about that. So those are just a few plays to show where the discrepancies might be. Then you add in, say, a DK Metcalf 30 yards after the catch on a drag, another 15 yards on a screen. Like, those things add up, and you're not balancing out those plays with a bunch of other great throws or great throws that were dropped that didn't show up in the box score. So I think that's probably where it comes out. You know, that's where it comes out.
Steve, I don't know if I ever asked you this when you were working for PFF, but I'm sure you've got many of the formulas and other things hardwired into your brain. He was charted as having no big-time throws and one turnover-worthy play, so the panic throw under pressure that you described right there. Is there like a, I don't want to say like hard and fast, but is there some sort of steady rubric for what constitutes a big-time throw? And I used this example when we had a PFF guest on yesterday and or 2 days ago and really ran him, you know, under the broiler. He throws a couple bullet passes across the middle to pretty tight windows to a Freiermuth on a 3rd and 10 on the first drive of the game to keep the drive moving. And the ball, to me, is right on target, right where it's got to be, reasonably tight window. Why would that not qualify as a big-time throw, but some other stuff would, where maybe the ball's only thrown 10 more, 5 more yards in the air, for example?
Yeah, they try to have some consistency with how it goes. There is a little bit of a distance component. You know, most big-time throws are going to be over 15-plus yards. Sometimes you have tight red zone type of throws that are only 10 air yards, and you might get the big-time throw in there. The big-time throw, because they're putting a plus-minus grade, plus 0.5, plus 1, plus 1.5. Anything plus 1 or higher is a big-time throw, and it's a tricky process, right? So sometimes you have a game or a throw where we would joke, oh, man, that's a 0.75. We don't have a 0.75, but that's a 0.75. Like, it's right in between, but you got to go with what historical precedent was. Hey, we have usually called this a 0.5 historically, or we've usually called this a plus 1. And there's some debate about them, but you try to come to as objective of a decision as you can. So, yeah, there's a rubric. There's a historical precedent. You go back, and sometimes you say, hey, here's a 15-yard deep out that's pinpoint. How have we done this in the past? Let's take a look. And you try to make it as consistent as possible. So that's their goal. But, yeah, sometimes there are plays that are really close to being a big-time throw that just don't necessarily get that tick box.
Steve, you're not working for them anymore, so I'm not going to ask you a grade-specific question, but you still watch every quarterback in every game, and you evaluate these guys, and you probably have in your mind, okay, this was a great performance, this was good, this was average, this was below average, this sucked. Like, when you watch the NFL in week one, would you say, taking everything into account, that Aaron Rodgers turned in a below-average quarterback performance? Because that's what his ranking at PFF would say.
I wouldn't say below average. I mean, I think I would have a different emotional response. I know they said one turnover-worthy play. I thought there was another one that maybe was more of a miscommunication, the one that he threw, and I think he should have had two picks. I really think if those two passes get caught, I know people, I get yelled at all the time, it's not a what if, it's what. But when you're trying to identify and isolate the player, you're just isolating what they did. That pass, the one that Brandon Stevens dropped, I'd have to go back and watch. It could have been a pick six. I mean, it was bad. It was right through to him. We are all having a different conversation if that's caught and returned. I think it was an average performance. I thought it was
fine.
So
if you were to put a letter grade on it, what would you do? Like, if you're now Steve Palazzolo, the professor with a red pen.
Yeah. Okay. Good. C plus, B minus. It was all right. I thought he had command of the offense. I honestly really think Arthur Smith was the bigger story. Not so much Arthur, but their cohesion, right? I mean, I think Rodgers brought his offense to the Jets, and he threw so many tight window throws. Nothing was schemed up. It just didn't feel right. It didn't feel modernized. It didn't feel like there were any easy buttons. And I would come away encouraged this weekend that there was a wide-open Ben Skoranek and that they had Calvin Austin behind the defense and that he did have some free yards after the catch and some free touchdowns. And I would be encouraged by that because I think Rodgers is going to play better. And I think he is going to hit more tight window throws when he needs to. And in this particular game, they pressed a few more easy buttons than I've seen Rodgers press in a few years now. So I'd be more encouraged by that rather than caught up in the actual performance of Rodgers.
Steve, I know like this has always been kind of a weighty thing over at PFF, and I know you would have obviously dealt with it when you worked there. But one of the things that I was thinking of if I were making an argument why he deserved a better grade than he got was this. It sort of dovetails with the Arthur Smith stuff. The plays where they scored touchdowns to Skowronek and Austin are the same play. I've watched cut-ups of it, and he made a different choice each time based on how the Jets reacted. He made a couple checks at the line. You talked about the cohesion he had with Smith. How much did PFF ever, as part of the grading system, factor in what a quarterback might do pre-snap or the adjustments that he would make and like try to figure out if a quarterback checked into a good play and tried to have that affect their grade versus maybe check into a bad play or not check into a play that they should have?
PFF did not try to do that.
Okay.
We had the same Aaron Rodgers discussion back in 2015. It was week three. You might remember this. Rodgers threw 5 touchdowns and no picks. It was the same discussion. I was making the rounds the whole day defending why PFF gave Aaron Rodgers an average grade. And it was a similar discussion. 3 of his touchdowns were easy. He threw passes in the flat where guys had to run through contact and break tackles to get those touchdowns. And he threw a pass to the defense and he had a fumble. And everything went his way. And I think that's the bigger thing that happens with, say, a PFF grade and the results. Sometimes all of the breaks go that quarterback's way. And you can say, hey, Aaron Rodgers, he's making his breaks and he's making the calls, you know, at the line. And there's, of course, elements of that. And no grade or number is going to capture everything. But I do think over time, if you're a quarterback getting into the right play, making the right calls, and then executing the throw, it's going to show up in the grade or the data. Anything in a small sample size is going to be tricky, right? And so it's one game. And so maybe PFF misses a few of those pre-snap things, but it's a one-game setting, and, you know, that's just a sample size issue.
Steve, be honest with me. Just give it to me straight here. How much of this, as you're hearing Andrew and I do a friendly interrogation of you on this, do you think is scar tissue from the fact that over the last several years we've watched bad Russell Wilson, meh Justin Fields, Kenny Pickett, and Mitch Trubisky quarterback this football team?
Don't forget about Mason.
He did a good job, so I left him out because he was really good for 3 games.
That's why I tried to change the conversation for you guys. And instead of being upset about an individual grade on a victory week, you come out and you say, you know what, the Steelers just put up 34. I don't think Rodgers played his best game. He's got more in the tank, and the scheme looks pretty good, right? We didn't even need a huge game from DK Metcalf, and we still put up 34 points, and Rodgers had 4 touchdowns. That's the conversation that you need to be having. So, yeah, but I get it. Yeah, there's a little scar tissue from you guys from the quarterback play, so be excited about things.
Well, I am excited, and it's not just because of the litany of guys who struggled here post-Ben. It's that I also felt like, Steve, he got horrible protection – and there was no run game to speak of. So the scheming on passing plays might have been good, but he was under duress because his left tackle couldn't block you or me, and they didn't have to worry about the run game at all because that was a non-factor. So that's why I give Aaron Rodgers higher marks in this game too. Do you disagree?
No, I agree with that. And look, there's always, I mean, even when I was at PFF, there's always context around everything, right? And so sometimes a performance, no matter which metric, PFF, QBR, passer rating, whatever you want, you add levels of context. Yeah, there was pressure. Yeah, Broderick Jones was really struggling to block. I don't know if the rest of the line wasn't awful, but you had that weakness, and obviously there were 4 sacks in there. So all of that context matters. First game with the new team. So all of that context matters. I'll also say context matters on the other side. I think the Jets might be real bad in the back 7 other than Sauce Gardner. That matters too, and that's another place where data looks at this and says sometimes it's bad defense and the quarterback gets all of the credit. They get all the stats, but maybe they don't deserve all the stats because the defense matters and the playmakers matter and the line matters. But yeah, I would say Rodgers overcoming some of the pressure issues up front, I think, yeah, absolutely, that's a positive.
Steve, funny, the before, defense rests. Yeah, I was going to say the good cop rests here. We don't have to go good cop, bad cop with Steve. Steve, honestly, if I were PFF grading your ability to defend PFF's grades even after you've left the company and work somewhere else, it'd be like a 92 because we put the other guy just, man.
Yeah.
John Costco. We had him in
glory.
We had him running in circles,
John,
Steve. He was chasing his tail.
Yeah.
You can't have John. He's going to be – he's a Browns fan, and he's going to be too –
Whoa,
you know,
I didn't know that.
Well, that cast, Yeah, that casts everything he said to us in a completely different light. You know, Hart, I've had to work to overcome the idea that my mom grew up in Cleveland. My God, it's been like the biggest cross to bear for me in this business, Steve.
John would be defending it over the top when I like to say context does matter, and especially in a small sample size, context matters. So, John,
Steve, thank you. We'll talk again next week. Goodbye.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Steve Palazzo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hello. Football debrief, the biggest football topic of the day, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company. Over 100 years of baking experience. I am at beautiful Bowser Chevy. Malzie's at the brand new Verizon store on William Penn Highway, giving away all kinds of black and gold stuff and big time gift cards and things of that nature. So we are in three different places right now. Before Donnie gets into his big football story of the day, this is tied into Saloni's, Malzi, because let's give Donnie some props. We had a big meeting today at work, and speaking of bread, Donnie keeps pushing content Craig Riley to give us the big thank you dinner that we as a staff deserve, where all these other departments in the building got big dinners at the end of 2024. We somehow did not, and the reason was, well, it's too difficult to wrangle us all together for a big sit-down dinner like the Last Supper, and at a meeting that was, you know, meant to be, hey, keep up the good work, Donnie Butson, where's our steak dinner?
I love it. Out of nowhere. I love it from the big guy. I do. I was sitting and conducting that meeting remotely.
And Craig was caught flat-footed on that.
I know.
He didn't think that it was going to be a play-action pass. He was selling out to stop the run there.
Oh, I know. It was great. It was a jailbreak blitz on Donnie. Oh, yeah. Yeah, if Craig ran a jailbreak blitz, cover zero, all that good stuff, Donnie had three guys wide open and just tossed it up to one of them.
Yeah.
It was... I stepped away from the computer briefly because I could hear Craig, and I was like kind of half paying attention to Ace. And the only thing people said to me when I came into the building later, I saw Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers. He goes, how about what Donnie said about the steak dinner? And people were just... People were absolutely loving it, man.
Hey, I stand up and I represent
it was beautiful.
Our producers.
No, you should. You should. I'm saying this very unironically. I thought it was a beautiful thing you did for all of us.
And here's more backstory. So all these departments got very fancy dinners. And we, separate from that, got a nice job well done lunch that was not supposed to be like in the same category as the big fancy dinners. And Craig tried to say, hey, the soup and salad lunch counted as the big steak dinner.
I know.
And Donnie's it did not.
It's like a Seinfeld episode where the one guy, Banya, goes, soup counts as, or Jerry wants to say, soup counts as a meal. Craig's trying to say that this, like, nice spaghetti lunch counts as the big steak dinner. It absolutely does not. False.
And I'm bringing it up right now because the last time, last Thursday, we brought something like this up at this exact time. It helped Donnie get what he wanted. So I'm hoping maybe doing it again will have the same effect.
I agree. I'm all for this. I think a rising tide here would lift all boats, and we deserve to be lifted.
Yeah, I mean, all due respect to chicken noodle soup. It ain't steak, baby.
Well,
it
now you want to be. You need to play your cards very carefully here because that chicken noodle soup is held in incredibly high regard.
I understand.
Okay?
I understand. It ain't steak.
You just got to be careful, Don.
All right, what's in the debrief, Donnie?
The debrief, September 11, 2025. Already, we are seeing some interesting quotes come out from the Cleveland Browns as they go into Baltimore this weekend, a massive underdog. Yep. We did this in our pick segment, which is up on our podcast page now. You can go listen to that after you're done listening to the show. First game back in Baltimore for Cowboy Joe Flacco, but the comments coming from Jerry Jeudy and Grant Delpit this afternoon. Jeudy, his comment already pretty dumb, saying that the Ravens secondary present zero challenges to the Browns receivers. And then maybe one that will go into the Freezing Cold Takes Hall of Fame by the time we hit Sunday around 4 p.m. Grant Delpit, a Brown safety, when asked, how difficult is it to bring down Derrick Henry? Quote, not hard.
God. They are so dumb.
What is he doing, man? Grant Delpit's like a decent football player. Don't get me wrong. Like, I think he's a solid NFL football player. Derrick Henry is going to leave tire marks on him if he gets the chance in this game.
The Ravens are already a very pissed off team. Yes, you're already getting an annoyed, aggravated Ravens team. Why give them even more ammunition in a game where they're going to treat you like an FCS opponent on Sunday if they can to get the crappy taste out of the Bills' blowout defeat or blown lead out of their mouths? Holy crap, man.
It's very bad. The Browns, like, I don't really understand if you're Kevin Stefanski and you go and talk to these guys, what do you even say? Do you, like, I would almost look at them and be like, yes, this is kind of a self-owned, but we're the Cleveland Browns, man. Like, we shouldn't be saying this stuff. We might lose 15 games this year. Like, they might have played one of their best games of the season in a loss in week one, holding the Bengals to so few yards. I think they have very, very, very little chance of keeping this game close. And if Derrick Henry gets the chance in the open field, I think he might try to do like a karate move to Grant Delpit.
Do you think that Joe Flacco gets like a standing ovation before the game or anything like that?
Better question. Should he?
I actually think he should. He did bring them a Super Bowl, and he had one of the single best playoff runs.
Oh, he got on an all-time, Donnie, you might even be underselling it. He got on a four-game all-time heater in those playoffs.
And I also think he went about being replaced at a very professional level. Like, from what I recall, he didn't really have anything to say about, hey, they brought in Lamar Jackson and this guy's going to take my job, did he?
I think he was hurt, and Jackson came in for him and played, and they kind of just kept rolling with Jackson because they were languishing at that point because very famously that goofy, you know, putting in the college offense saved Harbaugh's job. I don't think he was thrilled about it, Donnie, but I guess more to your point, even if he wasn't thrilled about it, he didn't act like a jerk in public about it or seemingly in private.
I'm trying to think in our lifetimes how often something like this has happened where a Super Bowl winning quarterback then went and played against the team he won a Super Bowl with.
And Brady play with the Bucs in New England?
He did. Remember there was that missed field goal at the end of that game?
Yep.
You had Favre obviously went back and played in Green Bay with Minnesota.
Did Montana ever play for the Chiefs in San Fran?
He did. In 92, he played a game at Candlestick.
I mean, here's what I think is a good question, too. The other guy that was a quarterback that won with the Ravens, who got carried by the defense, did Dilfer ever go back?
No, he did not. He played in Seattle and Cleveland and those places afterwards, but I don't think he played a game against the Ravens in Baltimore.
Pop quiz, Donnie. Where's Dilfer coaching right now? College team.
Ooh.
D1, FBS.
I have no idea.
That's Tony? An easy one for me. UAB.
UAB.
Oh,
you know how
okay.
Malzy knows that?
You guys
that
brought
from,
that up a couple weeks ago.
He knows Hold that on. From listening to like all this college football podcast mumbo jumbo that he's into.
Boys,
this year.
We got another conference game, but that's not really a conference game between conference opponents this weekend. Throw out the record books when Kansas State and Arizona do battle.
Here we go. Mal,
this has been your daily reminder that Malzy is still paying attention to college
Donnie,
football.
I was wrong. Dilfer with Seattle and Cleveland did play in Baltimore twice. Get these two scores. With Cleveland, he went there in 05 and lost 16-3, so gave a pretty, you know,
Dilfer-like performance. Yeah, it was very Dilfer-esque.
He took he attempted one pass in 03 with the Seahawks in a 44-41 overtime loss.
What?
No, he didn't start the game or he got hurt.
He must have come in for Matt Hasselbeck at some point very briefly in that game. Hasselbeck was 23 of 41 through 5 touchdowns in that game. Anthony Wright threw 4 touchdowns for the Ravens
Holy
that day.
Holy crap.
Matt what
Cole
a game.
Has Boys, Matt Cole has come out of the woodwork. Former fan producer Matt Cole, I believe now working in real estate. Russell Wilson went and played the Broncos after the big trade. Or played the Seahawks, I mean, for the Broncos.
Yeah, he lost to Geno Smith.
To open a season.
First game. Yep.
Very good call by Mr. Cole.
And he was going to play Denver. He was going to play Denver in week 2 last year, but was hurt. And then they gave him a game ball anyways. Remember that?
He's got to be on his way out in New York soon, right? I mean, this is not going to last more than another week, I think.
Oh, I think if they lose to the Cowboys, he might be done and Jackson Dart makes his debut against the Chiefs at home next week.
Would you even keep him on the roster if you were the Giants at that point? I feel like he's not going to be great about it behind the scenes, even if they're 0-2 and he stinks. I'd rather have Jameis around.
I actually agree with that. Do you think that Brad Johnson ever played Tampa again? After winning a Super Bowl there in
02? Ooh, boy, that's a good question. How long did he play after 2002?
He played a long time.
He played like 2010 almost?
Let's see here.
Wouldn't he have been with Washington at some point?
He started against Tampa. That was it was at home, so no, he never went back to Tampa and played him. No, didn't happen. He played for Dallas in 08.
Oh, yeah, he did. He's a good Immaculate Grid player. Man, the Trent Dilfer numbers are just tickling me right now with laughter. Just 16-3 they lose. Oh, yeah, it's a typical Trent Dilfer game.
Somebody just texted, and I bet Jeff Hostetler played the Giants with the Raiders as the starting quarterback in New York. I don't know. That's AFC West versus NFC East. Those really didn't happen a lot.
I had no idea. I'm genuinely serious here. I had no idea Hostetler went on to the Raiders and had some like pretty nice years, actually, man. You're looking
yes,
for road
did,
games
Donnie.
Again.
Donnie
you're
just
looking
got
for
in my
road
headset.
Games. Oh, he and did. 17-13, 95.
And Donnie said Peyton Manning did go back to Indy and play the Colts. That did happen.
Hostetler actually played the Giants twice. He played them with Washington, too, and got crushed in 97. He threw one touchdown and 4 picks. Ugh. Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.